Hello, fellow traveler. Today, me and my partner will be talking to you about four factors about Asia. We'll be talking about location, regional concerns and environmental issues, population and lifestyle, and regional diversity. First, we'll be talking about location. Describe the location of China.
It seems like most of the cities are near the sea. I'm sure the reason why is mostly for trade or fishing, and they can travel to the other side of the world.
Describe the location of Japan.
Japan is close to the main part of Asia. The good part is when it comes to wars is that they have Japan to be part of the wars when it comes to wars, and you have a lot of people helping.
Describe the location of India. Many cities are located along the rivers of India. India has numerous rivers. To the eastern part of India lies the Bay of Bengal, and to the western part, the Indian Sea. The country of Sri Lanka lies to the southern part of India. Describe the location of North Korea and South Korea.
It's mostly near water. The reason why is for trading and having pipes hooked up to the water so they can drink some water and clean out the salt out of it.
Describe the location of Vietnam. To the eastern part of Vietnam lies the Gulf of Tonkin. To the southern part is the South China Sea. And to the eastern part of Vietnam is the Gulf of Thailand. Regional concerns and environmental issues. China is notorious for being a major polluter. Its economic growth in the past 3 decades has been the faster among major nations. Which is the main factor in why China has extensive air pollution? Of the 20 cities in the world with the worst air pollution worldwide, 16 are located in China alone, including Beijing, the capital of China. Due to the extensive air pollution, Chinese Environmental Substitute Index is ranked near the bottom among countries worldwide. The cause of Beijing's widespread air pollution can be attributed to the number of factories, an enormous economic boom, a surge in the number of motorized vehicles, population growth, output from manufacturing, and natural reasons, which include the cities surrounding top geographic and the seasonal weather. China has also experienced major economic growth with, excuse me, China has also experienced major economic growth with the district rise in gross domestic product, or GDP. This increase is wealth in wealth can be correlated with the increase in pollution. What are the causes of the river pollution of the Ganges River?
The main causes of the water pollution in the river are increases of population density, variation human activities, and dumping of variation harmful industrial
Industrial waste.
into the river.
What are the causes of river pollution in the Yangtze River?
The causes. Yangtze River is one of the most heavily polluted rivers in the world. The prime causes of the pollution on this river is the industrial
Industrial waste.
which are chemicals and other waste
Products that come from factories affect industries can be fined or shut down if they are a cause of the pollution. What advanced precautions would you give to people who are visiting China or India and will be around the water pollution or air pollution?
Some pollution comes in visible form, like pieces of plastic washed up on our beaches, illegal dumps on the groves near the largest cities. Other pollutions come in a hidden and perhaps even more dangerous from in the air we breathe daily.
What advice, perceptions, would you give to people who are visiting China or India and will be around the water pollution and air pollution? The issue has become so serious that scientists attribute a large number of deaths to every increasing effects of air pollution. In fact, polluted air kills each year more than people with malaria or tuberculosis. Some cities are even shut down during certain parts of the year because the air is so toxic that it is impossible to function. Population and lifestyle.
What is the population of China?
The population of China is around 1.265 billion people.
Looking at the map, where do most people live in China?
One answer would be that most live in the countryside of China, which is around 70% of the population. The other answer would be that most live in the eastern coastal provinces.
Why do you think most people live in the area?
Most people live in the eastern coastal provinces of China because it's much easier to trade goods.
What is the population of India?
There are around 1.32 billion people that live in India. Eastern and northern India are considered one of the most populated areas in the world.
What is the population of Japan?
There are around 127 million people who live in Japan.
Look at the map. Where do most people live in Japan?
Japan has some of the most dense populated areas in the world. Much of Japan's 127 million people live in crowded cities along the coast. Japan is made up of thousands of islands.
Why do you think most people mostly live in this area?
Most people live along the coast of Japan because it's easier to trade.
What are some popular jobs in China?
Employment in China is evenly divided between industry, services, and agriculture, with a slight emphasis on services. China's government is the country's largest employer. Major sectors of China's government employment are the People's Liberation Army, the railway network, the State Grid Corporation, and the National Petroleum Corporation.
What are some popular jobs and businesses in Japan?
Some of the most popular jobs in Japan include analyst, managing director, business analyst, project manager, and security analyst.
What are some popular jobs and businesses in India?
Some of the most popular jobs in India include the following: sales manager, speech language pathologist, physical therapist, medical and health services, and web developers.
What are some popular jobs or businesses in Vietnam?
One of the most popular businesses in Vietnam include tourism. Tourism is one of the most popular businesses in Vietnam. Regional diversity.
Give some background information about
Buddhism. Buddhism is a religion that more than 300 million people currently practice. It was founded in northern eastern India by Prince Siddhartha in the 6th century BC. Having achieved enlightenment, he became known as Shakyamuni and preached a path of salvation to his followers.
Which countries in southern and eastern Asia practice
Buddhism? Southern Buddhism represents Buddhism as practiced in Sri Lanka. and countries in mainland Southeast Asia, especially Myanmar or Burma, Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. This group is primarily connected by the Pal Canon, monotheism, and its provincial monolithic rules and ritual practices.
Give some background information about
Hinduism. Hinduism began about 4,000 years ago in India. It was the religion of an ancient people known as the Aryans, noble people, whose physiology, religion, and customs are recorded in their secret texts known as the Vedas. These texts are initially handed down by word of mouth from teachers to student.
How many people practice Hinduism globally?
Hinduism is a major religion of India, and a vast majority of Indians of the Indian population today is Hindu. However, Hinduism has spread all over the world and has truly become a world religion. Almost 1 billion people, approximately 900 million, practice Hinduism.
Give some background information about
Shintoism. No one knows when Shintoism ever began. It was named Shintoism around the 15th century CE. It was probably the religion of Japan many years before that. It was the official religion of Japan from the late 1800s until the end of World War II. The term Shinto means way of gods because of the fact that no one knows when or how it began.
How many people practice Shintoism globally?
The number of followers of Shintoism is over one. The number of followers in Shintoism in the Shinto religion is over 159.1 million people. The countries that follow Shintoism include Japan.
Give some background information about
Confucianism. Confucianism was developed in China by Master Kong in 551 to 479 BC, who was given the name Confucius by Jesuits ministers who were visiting there. However, the fundamental principle of Confucianism began before his birth, during the Zhou dynasty.
How many people practice Confucianism globally?
It is very difficult to get an accurate figure of how many people practice Confucianism. In fact, there are statistics that show that less than 1 million people follow Shintoism, while others show that there are nearly 350 million followers of Shintoism. The reason for the extreme dispersity is due to the way in which these figures are reported. Extra information. Why is Southern and Eastern Asia a good place to start a business? Southern and Eastern Asia is a good place to start a business because of its economic advantage and technological equipment.